Are miracles for everyone? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Are miracles for everyone? Well, the only answer to that question is yes. Miracles are for everyone. Miracles happen every moment of our life. Really. Miracles happen every moment of our life. These are naturally divine expressions, as the Christian Scientists would say it, a natural divine expression of the infinite expressing through man and man's life. What are the natural divine expressions that are taking place in your life? I know the ones that are taking place in my life. And the very fact that I can breathe, that's a beautiful miracle. The very fact that I can see. What a magical thing to be able to see. To be able to, look at the world and see the world how I want to see it. Now, I have imagination, and my imagination says, what I see out there is what's out there. And then, when I become spiritually illumined, I know that whatever I see out there, first I have seen inside of me. First I have seen inside of my brain. Now, the brain is a very spectacular device. It takes all sorts of information and correlates that information into facts and into images and into sounds and into our ability to respond by sound, voice, or whatever. It's kind of nice. These are all miracles, and they're wonderful miracles. But are they miracles that everyone can have? Well, yes and no. When we look at the world outside of ourselves, and we see the world as unhappy, then we must look inside of ourselves, inside of our own filing cabinets, inside of our own bookcases, inside of our own office, so to speak, and see what is going on in that office. In that office must be going on some very unhappy things for us to see unhappy things in the outer. And how do we clean up our own inner office, you might say, so that we will look out and see beautiful things? Well, the first thing we do is we take out the miracle cleanser called peace. The miracle cleanser called peace sort of takes away all of the unhappiness, all of the inharmony, all of that which is not desirable for us. And we say, peace, peace, peace. And what a peace it brings to our feeling, our consciousness, our mind, our soul. And that peace makes us feel so relaxed and so at ease. We take out that cleaner called peace, and it cleanses our office of anything unlike peace, because wherever peace dwells, the lack of peace cannot dwell. Wherever peace is, in harmony, unhappiness, anything contrary to peace cannot be. Oh boy, that seems like an easy one, doesn't it? So, if we look out at the world and we see conflict or unhappiness, we immediately go home and clean up our office. We go inside of our brain, inside of our mind, inside of our thinking, and we say, peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And then, the next time we open our awareness, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our feeling, do with the world about us, we see a world about us that is a world of peace. And what a fabulous miracle we have just created for ourselves. And we created it out of the simplest, most wonderful idea in the world. One word, peace. Now, we look outside and we see people having a lot of fun. And we think, oh boy, I'd like to be enjoying that fun with them. Well, of course you are. If you see people having fun, you are enjoying them having fun. Now, you say, I'd like to be doing that too. So, You go back into your office, and in your office you take out participation. And you say, I now participate with these wonderful things that are going on around me. And it may take a little while for you to get used to the idea that you can do this and that it works, but you just say, participation. I am participating. Then you visualize yourself participating with whatever is going on. And as you visualize yourself participating with what is going on, quite soon, if not immediately, you are active in it physically as well as mentally as well as every other possibility. Now, just to throw out a few more possible miracles you might want to work on, that everyone likes to work on, I am healthy. And you look out and you see all the healthy people. I am happy. You look out and you see all the happy people. I am rich. And you look out and you see all the rich people. Yes, those are quickies. Those are things that we can use as our miracle joggers if we wish. But if we wish, we have to be just as sincere as we were in speaking our word peace and seeing peace. Speaking our word abundance and seeing abundance. Speaking our word health and seeing health. Speaking our word for whatever it is. And then clean out our office of any unhealthy thoughts, of any lack thoughts, of anything that is contrary to who and what we are. And watch it happen. Oh, I tell you, it works wonderful. It works miracles. It was super duper. And you go for it, because that's what it's all about. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.